Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Independence Group conference call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Peter Bradford, Managing Director and CEO. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining our conference call this morning regarding IGO's divestment of the Jaguar subsidiary, hereafter referred to as Jaguar, as detailed in our ASX release dated 25th of May, 2018. I'm joined on the call today by Scott Steinkrug, our Chief Financial Officer, and Matt Dusci, our Chief Operating Officer. The format for today's call is that I will talk to a number of key themes regarding the Jaguar divestment and will then open the call to questions from analysts. The key themes being a summary of the transaction details, our strategic motivation for the transaction, further information on the buyer, and the ownership transition arrangements. To summarize the transaction, IGO has entered into an agreement to sell Jaguar to Copperchem Pty Limited, hereafter referred to as Copperchem, for a total cash consideration of approximately 73 million Australian dollars, with 25 million Australian dollars payable in cash at completion, set for 31st of May, 2018, followed by three equal installments of approximately 16 million Australian dollars each, payable on each of the first three anniversaries following completion. IGO believes that 73 million Australian dollars is fair value for Jaguar, and based on our estimate of carrying values as of the 31st of May, 2018, we do not expect any impairments to arise from the transaction. The cash received will be used to further strengthen our balance sheet. Our motivation for the transaction and the divestment of Jaguar reflects our strategic focus on high-quality assets of scale and longevity that will deliver long-term shareholder value, as well as our evolving strategy to align the business to the emerging energy storage minerals super cycle. As part of our decision-making process, we completed a review of the value enhancement opportunities at Jaguar from an IGO portfolio perspective and a strategic fit perspective. The decision was then made to divest the asset through the sale to Copperchem. The divestment enables IGO to concentrate on delivery from and growth of our core assets, Nova and Tropicana, and the execution of our exploration strategy. Our goal is to identify the next layer of growth for IGO, and to that end, we have a very active exploration and discovery program at Nova and in the Fraser Range, as well as at Lake McKay. To supplement this, we have first-rate project generation and business development teams actively identifying additional opportunities of potential scale, high margin, and long mine life aligned with our energy storage strategy. The buyer, Copperchem, is a wholly owned subsidiary of Washington H. Soul Pattinson & Company Limited. You may recall that Copperchem previously purchased the Stockman project from IGO in 2017. Copperchem also has a number of gold and copper assets in various stages of operations, development, and exploration. Jaguar is of a scale well-suited to Copperchem, and Jaguar will be a key asset for Copperchem. Copperchem is acquiring Jaguar as a going concern. The existing team at Jaguar will therefore continue to be employed on a business-as-usual basis and will play an important role in the continuing business. The transition of ownership will be quick, with ownership of Jaguar to pass to Copperchem later this week following completion of the transaction on the 31st of May, 2018. Thereafter, for a transition period of up to 3 months, IGO will continue to provide agreed corporate services, including accounting, payroll, HR, IT, and concentrate logistics to Copperchem on a cost-plus basis. Before I conclude with my summary remarks, I want to take this opportunity to recognise and thank the Jaguar team for the role they have played in transforming IGO into the company it is. On behalf of the board and everyone at IGO, I recognise and thank the entire Jaguar team, whether IGO employees or contractors, for their unwavering commitment to safe and consistent production and their outstanding community engagement. IGO will assist Copperchem throughout their ownership transition process to ensure that safety is maintained with minimal disruption to production, as well as to support employees and contractors. All IGO's existing community programs and investments will be maintained to the end of their contractual periods. Before opening the call to questions, I will summarise the highlights once again. IGO is divesting the Jaguar asset to Copperchem for approximately $73 million Australian, with completion scheduled for later this week on the 31st of May 2018. IGO's motivation is to improve the overall asset portfolio in line with our strategic focus on high-quality assets of scale and longevity and our evolving strategy to align the business to the emerging energy storage minerals supercycle. Our focus going forward will be to concentrate on our core assets at Nova and Tropicana and the execution of our exploration activities. I will now hand the call back to the operator and open the lines for questions from analysts. Thank you.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. Your first question comes from Daniel Morgan from UBS. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Question on the strategy going forward. You mentioned it's, you know, the emerging mega cycle of battery storage solutions. Can you just spell out, does that mean that things outside of nickel are being considered or would be considered?
Like our core focus there is on nickel, copper, cobalt. These are commodities that we know well. We know how to explore for them. We know how to develop them. We know how to operate them. We've also given our exploration team to go out there and look for the next big lithium projects of the future. We believe we have great exploration capability, and we believe that we have great proprietary data sets that give us a competitive advantage relative to others in the search for the next high-quality lithium project of scale. So those are our areas of focus going forward, and as with all strategies, we would look to tweak that going forward.
Thank you.
A follow-on question you might have asked there, Daniel, is what happens with our Tropicana interest. You know, it's one we commonly get when we talk to our energy storage strategy. And rather than wait for that to be asked, you know, I just wanted to comment that Tropicana is something that remains core to the portfolio. It represents significant value to IGO, and we believe that today we don't fully understand the value of this high-quality asset of a scale and long mine life. We're at an early stage of understanding the underground potential there, and we believe that that will provide a step change to value going forward, and therefore Tropicana remains a core part of the business.
Thank you. Your next question comes from David Radcliffe from Global Mining Research. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi, good morning, everyone. So I've just got two questions. Firstly, could you talk to the process that you went through here, and was it actually a competitive process? And then the second question is, could you just run through how you're going to account for this, because I think you said that you wouldn't be recording a loss. Just looking here at the carrying value versus the sale price, I'm just keen to understand why you wouldn't be recording a loss.
Sure, I'll get Scott Steinkrug, our Chief Financial Officer, to just talk to the balance sheet and at a high level, and then we'll respond to the other part of your question.
Yeah, hi, David. Look, it is as straightforward as that. Basically, we take a look at the carrying value of Jaguar at the point of sale, being 31 May, and then we compare that with the value of the consideration, which won't be too far off the $73.2 million, and what we end up with is effectively neutral or minimal movement there in terms of the profit or loss on the sale, and it's as simple as that.
Okay, sorry, because I just thought, looking at the accounts for December, it was on the books, I think, you know, total asset 185, total liabilities 32, so that's circa 150. So has there been a change in the last couple of months to that?
I'd have to go back and have a look at those numbers, but there's certainly been some just regular ongoing depreciation amortizations. However, the book value at 31 May will be closer to in the order of approximately $70 million.
Okay.
And just the other part of your question there, David, on the sale process that we conducted, you know, that's confidential and we'd prefer not to talk to how we carried that out.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your next question comes from Matthew Keane from Argonaut Limited. Please go ahead.
Oh, good morning, everyone. My question, just simply, you've obviously got the focus on battery minerals. Previously, you've talked about also balancing the gold in the portfolio. Would you still be on the lookout for belt scale play gold assets as well?
We are an organisation that focuses on value. Too many of us have been associated with companies in the past where they take a blinkered approach, and even though they might trip over the next big gold project or the next big nickel project that's not aligned with strategy, they ignore it. We're not that sort of organisation. If we find value, then we'll look at opportunities to understand that value and capture it.
Okay, and maybe just a follow-on question to that. Is the focus Australian domiciled, or would you maybe look at other jurisdictions like Africa at this stage?
Our focus historically has been Australia, and certainly going forward, the majority of the focus is Australia. But we wouldn't be religious about only ever operating in Australia.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. I'll now pause briefly to allow for additional questions to register. There are no further questions at this time. I will now hand back to Mr. Bradford for closing remarks.
Thank you, operator, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Just to summarise the highlights once again, we are divesting Jaguar to Copperchem for approximately $73 million Australian, with the completion of the transaction scheduled for Thursday this week, 31st of May. Our motivation is to improve our overall asset portfolio in line with our focus on high-quality assets of scale and longevity, and our evolving strategy to align the business to the emerging energy storage minerals supercycle. The transaction does not create any impairment, and we regard that it represents fair value for the Jaguar asset. Our focus going forward will be to concentrate on our core assets at Nova and Tropicana and the execution of our exploration activities. Thank you once again, ladies and gentlemen, and good morning.